Cat's out of the bag. What an idiot.
Yeah, cat's out of the bag. No, you were thinking of Schrodinger's cat, who's in a box.
Yeah, he was in a box.
Oh,
yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
No, that's the part they leave out.
Just obsessed over the quantum state of indeterminacy.
Speaking of quantum, I did ask a chat thing to explain. My prompts were Lost Nothing, Zizek, quantum physics, Objet A, and it spat this out. In his book, Less Than Nothing, Zizek explores the implications of quantum physics for our understanding of reality. He argues that the concept of the observer is central to quantum physics, and that this has far-reaching implications for our understanding of notions like subjectivity, agency, and free will. This is the best part, though. Zizek's book is dense and challenging. Yeah, what do you know? But it provides a fascinating glimpse into the way quantum physics is reshaping our understanding of the world. If you're interested in exploring the implications of quantum physics, then this book is definitely worth a read. Okay. If that's your interest, don't read the book because it's not going to illuminate.
You're not going to dig
implications of quantum physics.
What constitutes like
definitely
reading?
Worth a read?
Like what? Yeah, what is reading to this thing? You know.
Well, that's what I was thinking about because you know, it's something we've been interacting with on the internet since I think 2003. It kind of is so part of the architecture of it. It doesn't even seem exceptional, but the CAPTCHA thing to prove that you're not a robot.
Mm-hmm.
The implication being that if you do this little test, then it's something that a machine or a bot or an artificial intelligence cannot do. So the current iteration is like choosing from a set of photos. A photo that has like a car or a sign or an airplane in it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently what you click on doesn't really matter. It tests the movement of the mouse over it, which proves that you're a human.
My understanding was that it's a training model for the AI. So it's not whether you're a human or not, but it's outsourced labor for you as a user, you're helping to train the artificial intelligence to recognize.
Okay, but then it's like, okay, how much training is necessary? It's kind of amazing because like that must happen hundreds of millions of times every day on the internet. It is apparently extremely difficult for an artificial intelligence to determine objects in various contexts.
It's like kind of a captured audience.
Nice one. But the old one is kind of more interesting because you guys remember how it was like a kind of wavy, almost illegible text, and you had to type out what the text was.
Mm.
And this is interesting because it's textual. The connection that we can determine between a wobbly written sequence of letters as a sign and the signified as the letter is just part and parcel of the way that we recognize signs and also linguistically what language is doing all the time, right? It's interesting that there's a total disjunct there for an artificial intelligence that if it can't recognize a letter as a sign,
or even the higher order like significations or myths around a letter, you know, as to use the Barthesian approach to it, because that's also how we engage with letters and language. Also, to bring Robert Fuller, fucking great conversation with Robert Fuller, by the way.
Yeah,
what a guy.
Definitely one of my favorite interviews that we've ever done.
Yeah. I found it very cute that all of his examples are like 90s guy examples.
Yeah.
like what does an academic do? They photocopy and they go to the newspaper for football results.
And they go home and they record a TV show on their VHS.
On their VHS.
And it was, they say, like video freaks. And that must have been a term coined in the 90s that we're just not aware of.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Yeah. But, you know, he's talking about in some sense, the photocopier is reading the text, right?
Mm.
It's performing at least the motion of reading.
Yeah.
Which is the interpassive act of reading for the person photocopying it. Could you also say that if you get AI to respond to emails for you and to read to generate things for you, is this the interpassive act?
Yeah, it's interesting because in the other examples your subjective position is still implied in it, but mm-hmm. it's hard to say about artificial intelligence.
No, but I feel like it is when you're getting the emails to respond to each other, mm-hmm. when you're like, I don't want it, or even on Google now, like when you're sending an email, it does do this like when you receive an email, it gives you options for like just clicking a response.
Yeah.
So there is, you know, some basic AI generated interpretation and response there. And it's probably a lot of emails are sent back and forth like that. I think this is the interpassive act. The email is still sent and received and understood.
Yeah. I mean,
the only like stickler difference is that for Fala, interpassivity is always about enjoyment. So it's not about like outsourcing labor.
Well, Will here was saying that he enjoys writing those emails.
That's true. That would be an example of it for sure then.
Well, I enjoy writing them, literally writing them.
I know, but there is a matter, right? But there is something of enjoyment in emails. I don't think that it's exempt from that dynamic.
Yeah.
The enjoyment of either responding to all of them or responding to none of them, seeing the numbers add up in your account of unresponded emails.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I'm obsessive about keeping that baby at a cool zero.
For me, it's simply too late. But by the time that I wanted it to be at zero, it was in the thousands and I can't do anything about it now.
Can't go back. Because you can imagine a situation where, because the excitement around AI isn't around the chatbot. All the excitement's around the browser extensions and the proliferation of all of these startup companies.
It's about porn. But new exciting ways of getting off,
of jacking off
for all the losers out there,
or chilling off. But yeah, you can imagine that you'd have a YouTube video that's completely AI generated, that's then watched by a series of bots who then post and comment on that video, and it just has this like this loop, this feedback loop of nobody actually being involved.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. I mean, that's what happens a lot on the internet anyway, already, right? Mm-hmm.